everybody, and welcome to our very first in-studio episode of Rise of the Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Brownie, and I am surrounded by so much cable gore right now. It is upsetting, to say the least.
So for the record, we were going to try to go live at 7 o'clock today.
Well, that didn't happen.
And so it has been 2 hours and 12 minutes worth of, and Chris got here before, like way before that. Like we got here with the intent to take time to set up.
Yeah.
It's that crazy.
Yeah.
So it's been really fun to see the technology. And then Kara's like watching over
Sorry.
There.
Sorry.
Is that a delay?
Yeah, it's a delay.
Yeah, it's a delay. Yes. Sorry, my peeps.
But man, this is so much fun. So this is episode 60, which was kind of fun. Chris just punched it into the stream. Yeah. And it's really fun to see. So, Kara, like, what, isn't it fun being live?
It is. I've been you guys have been talking about this forever. I've been like, let's do it. Let's do it. And we, Gabriel.
Yep.
He's been wanting us to go live. So, Gabriel, I hope you watch at some point because we're live.
We're live in the studio.
In studio, yeah.
We've got our big Star Destroyer here, which we used to switch this out. And then there's a build video. You can watch us build it, which is crazy and fun. So.
Mike D says we're late. John Weber says hi, Jeremy.
Oh, well, that's my cousin. Yep, that's awesome. That's so cool. Oh yeah, live is so much fun. So okay, I'm gonna tell a story while we're waiting for people to come in, and we can quit as questions arise. So, Chris, why don't you try being fancy? Switch my angle. Ready?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, be fancy.
Oh, what just happened, folks?
Oh my goodness, I have my own angle. Okay, so at work, when I was overseas, we were using swear words a little bit too much, and we started a swear jar. So that, you know, tradition stayed over there. We didn't bring it back with us. And so recently, you know, I've told stories of my coworkers, Derek and Brooke and Kyle and everybody.
The legends.
So we started a new tradition. So we've called out everybody for the things that they do. Not even me, because I'm like old and cranky. So they don't bring me into this. I don't have anything I can't say. I'm free. I have free reign. I have freedom of speech at work. Okay. But Derek says the F word a lot. And Brooke says like a lot.
So I'm going to cut back to the wide angle because wide angle is mine for some reason. I can relate so much to that like thing. He told me an abridged version of this story, and I've reached a standstill. I log jammed myself trying to not say the word like.
It's
so tough.
It is.
So here's what's funny. So we're sitting there, and I mean, at one point during the day, so computer problems frustrate everybody. At one point, I'm just even walking by Derek's cubicle, and off to my right, I hear him go, "Ah, stupid computers." I'm like, "Derek, you're not even talking to anybody, and you're swearing." Like, "Derek, cut it out." So Derek, had to put some money in there or whatever. But Brooke, we were sitting there listening, and when Brooke was talking, it broke Brooke. It broke her.
100%.
So she would.
So relatable.
We were talking to her, and I'm like, "Brooke, you know, how's it going?" And she goes, "It is going good." I'm like, it was consistent for a while. It was really, really funny. She totally like lost the ability to say all word, like speak in normal sentences. It broke her. And I thought it was funny. And Chris is like, "No, I totally relate to that being a thing." So yeah, we broke Brooke by telling her that she can't say like, but she's making a conscious effort to not do it anymore. So
I'm surprised. Cause like, just use like,
now we're all going to be hyper aware of it.
Seriously.
Oh yeah.
So here's the thing, because the word like is used in a comparative sense. So you say, this is like that.
Yeah, okay, true. But growing up, for us, like middle school, Valley girls use the word like a lot.
Totally.
And so growing up in that time period, for, I don't know, it's just part of your vocabulary, you know? So I'm surprised that Brooke being...
Oh, it's still a thing.
10 years younger than us?
It's still a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's still a thing. So.
It's a filler word for us. It's our or
No, I know.
Exactly. Jeremy and I were saying the exact same thing.
It's or like. So that was one kind of funny story from the course of this week. So
Matt Rasmussen checking in saying, my favorite show is Lost.
Oh, hey, you know, we're live.
Our favorite show is us. how narcissistic can we be?
I like being live. I prefer being live to, you know, just that's what I'm saying.
It's look, you're making her blush over there. She turned red. I'm turning red. Matt, what you? Chris talked about at the beginning of the live stream a cable gore.
Cable gore, yeah.
Every camera we add is going to add that much more.
It's
like
going to add 1, 2, 3, 4 cables.
Four cables.
Ugh. I don't even want to mention
the amount of data we're generating right now, because we're storing the information on the camera themselves, on the recorder, on the computer, and it's getting saved to Facebook, which is crazy. And we're going to try, Matt, when you can come back on, we'll have another guest. You have you on as a guest.
We'll have another camera. So instead of just cutting to Jeremy's angle like this.
Woo-hoo! Right, there'll be one for pretty faces.
Oh, man. There's going to be Kara.
I'm just
be one
kidding,
for
baby.
Face.
I love you.
Sick burn, Kara.
I know.
But we're going to also try to add to the cable gore. We're going to try to add to the internet gore by going to YouTube live at the same time. Imagine juggling that.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I wish. Jeremy, throw me your phone real quick.
Chris is just, it's a headache for Chris to even think about putting it on Facebook and on YouTube. Poor Chris.
Chris is going to take a point of view photograph, I'm guessing.
I'm attempting. Make this make pictures.
Make this make pictures.
I was going to say, I could totally. Oh, no one can hear me right now.
Jeremy could totally do something.
I could totally have just told you my pin, but then everybody would
told
know my
you.
Pin on.
Oof. Oh,
that's okay. Chris is cable gore. Chris is taking a photograph. But yeah, anyways, it's crazy. It's fun. So for those of you who haven't, like, or are new here or haven't seen before, you tossing that?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Break a phone right on live. Because I would miss it, because I'm nervous.
So go ahead and hop into chat and post that picture of what I'm dealing with over here.
Okay, will do. I'm doing it right now. Kara, tell us a story about your week.
Tell you a story about my week. I went back to for some in work, your in-office training for work.
You're back at, yeah, you're going. What's your life going to be like now?
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. I don't know. Work 8 to 2 for 2 days a week. I can handle that.
Oof, tough.
I know, right? It's going to be a struggle, yo.
Mike said, can we count on one hand how many times we've gone back for the footage from the cameras? Yeah, there's just way too much footage.
Oh, man. All right. I'm trying to post this, Chris. It's not going to necessarily let me.
Why?
I don't think it's not going to let me do pictures and comments.
Oh, okay.
What? For real?
Yeah, it's only comments for comments. Oh, somebody noticed the floor mat. Yay, woo, hi, Juliet.
Oh, thank you, Juliet. That the floor mat, there's a story behind that.
Chris, you could just, I know this is going to be cheesy, you could just cut to
Jeremy's angle. So, okay, here, so yeah, hold it up there, I'm going to do a rack focus here. Too close. That, pull it back just a touch more. That is what we're looking at.
So as you can see, so there's the laptop where I'm controlling the stream. There's the cameras and about 6 million freaking cables.
Sneak peek at a Lego that hasn't been.
Oh, yeah. We filmed that a couple years ago.
That's crazy. So those of you who don't know, you know, if you're new to the stream here or whatever, we release a weekly podcast, and we have an email contact at riseofthepodcast.com.
Somebody please
that you can send us an email.
Yeah, Jeremy's dying.
Well, even if it's just to say hello, I'm sending you an email. Please send Jeremy an email. He is desperate.
If you give me permission,
we'll print it off and we'll hang it on the wall in a golden frame.
I will put it right here. The first email I will put here for at least an episode. We'll hang it there forever. I don't care.
I was going to say that will be its place of honor. We'll get the YouTube plaques and crap like that, and
no,
Jeremy will be like, no,
first
that's my first email.
Contact at riseofthepodcast.com. You don't know, I have folders on my phone, and I have a note, I have a YouTube in there, and I have...
He's got a YouTube.
I got a YouTube.
So I have YouTube in there, and then I have the email app for Rise of the Podcast at contact at riseofthepodcast.com. Both in the same folder. So when I get a notification for one, I'm like, oh, is it the email? And I check it. And then I realize, oh, no, it was just YouTube giving me a notification. Because I'm subscribed to like 6 people on YouTube. I really am. I'm
subscribed to about 60 people on YouTube.
I was going
to
say, it's a scroll as I subscribe, or as I look through my subscription.
Which we kind of have a fun thing we're going to do, Chris. Kara's going to see our YouTuber knowledge. And I think it's kind of a fun game. Anyways. Yeah, contact at Rise of the Podcast. I'll check it right now.
Yeah, I was going to say the rug.
Yeah, so the story of the rug. So if you can tell that the floor is gray, and the couch and the chair are gray.
and the sound foam is dark gray.
And the Star Destroyer is gray.
It's just gray on gray on gray. And I was begging, so Jeremy, the guy who's the financier of this entire venture, I'm going to punch into a close-up for you, Jeremy.
Woo,
this
yeah,
guy right here, the guy that's, like, just hemorrhaging cash for this. I was like, we need to get something to break up the gray. And it's just gray on gray on gray. And, like, he's like, oh, yeah, we'll get around to it. I sent him a link to this rug. I got it on Amazon for, like, $20.
Yep.
But he was like, oh, yeah, I'll get around to it. I'll get around to it. And he never did. And I was like, I'm sick of staring at this wall of gray. So then I bought it. And I've been waiting for somebody to, like, notice it. Because that's awesome. It's super
cool. It is cool.
So you're the first person that commented on the rug, truly.
Absolutely. Yep. Oh, hi, Nikki. Thank you for joining in Toy Stream. Nikki Jarvey from...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cole from K. Yeah.
In the entirety of our lives in school.
Yes. Yeah, that's so much fun. Oh, man, being live is way to go. This is a better way to do it. I think this is our niche. Well, let's go live. That'll be so much more fun. Ah, oh, thank you so much for coming in.
Juliet says, ho, Jeremy, and then she corrected it to hi. I think you were at the first time, Juliet.
Oh, man.
I should hope not.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm super excited. I want Justin to come back on. Matt, definitely. We got to get Keith on again. And I think doing it, putting people on live.
Yeah, just like the extra pressure.
It's extra pressure.
We need to get AJ on.
Well, AJ.
My younger brother.
We need. AJ is, there's a late night talk host who does a running gig where every time he has this person on, they like.
It's Ellen.
Is it Ellen?
What, I thought it was Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel.
It is.
Oh, is it Jimmy Kimmel?
It is.
Oh. Exactly. I think that's where Jeremy was going.
Oh, man. Okay. We got our first listener mail.
What? Oh. Yes.
All right.
It's
but
Juliet.
It doesn't count. Really? It does.
It does count. What is it?
No, David.
David? Oh, okay.
Oh, good job, David.
Yep, well, David, you're going to go on the wall.
All right, well, let's read it off. What's it say?
It says, hey, love watching you guys live. I don't know how nobody has emailed you yet, so I'll be the first. LOL.
Thanks,
well, that's
going
to go right here. But this space means so much to me. I will put another one. If you do not know me personally, I will put one here.
We'll have a collage.
You're cutting a lot of potential emails out here.
That's fine. I finally got one. That's what that's like to get that notification. Chris tried so hard. You spent how many hours and 45 minutes editing?
That's super. They go if you like of all 25 of you that have watched the podcast on YouTube. I made a graphic that came up whenever Jeremy mentioned the thing, and I was like, I did all this fancy stuff. It's like I got to draw people's attention to it. It's got to be up in big and bold letters. Like
yes,
try to make it as enticing as possible.
And it pops up, the mouse goes over and like clicks it. So what you need to do is you need to assign that to a stream key, Chris. So you just like hit a button and then
so
it'll...
I can load it as a graphic into OBS and just go boop and pull it up.
Exactly.
Well, you literally, when I count us in for the doing the thing, I could have the intro playing and everything.
Oh,
like,
cool.
I could have everything right here.
Why didn't we?
Well, because it's a lot... We had a lot of bugs
Chris
to figure
can
out.
Chris do it.
Yeah.
We had a lot of bugs to figure out.
Poor Chris.
So. Oh, man, I was so mad. You're talking about people swearing at work.
Yeah. Oh, and then so, like, OBS, so we had an audio-video latency, so we had to fix that, line that up. We had, I don't know, Mike, this is a funny one for you if you're still watching, Mike D. So here we go, Mike, ready? Chris had everything set up perfectly, and the connection from the stream input into the computer is USB 3.0 on one side and USB-C on the other. It would not read. And this is like an hour worth of messing around with it. After trying different HDMI cords into the Elgato stream capture, I walked over, I took the USB-C out, flipped it, put it back in. Instant. The stream came up.
Yeah, I was so freaking salty about that. It's a USB-C. It's supposed to work both ways.
It's supposed to.
It's the one that came with the freaking card.
It came with the Elgato,
It's the cable that they're like, this will do the job. You bought this product to do.
Yay! The email's working.
Yay!
We just had to go live.
Who sent you one now?
Mike. Also have a good time doing shows. So we're gonna have two emails. David and Mike also having a good time. Like, there you go. That was it. That was your real estate. Everybody else, you've had your chance. That was it. There we go. That'll be our next week.
We did two podcast stories about it.
Yeah, two.
And the post, which is pinned to the top of the page.
And a story. I did a Facebook story about it when we first got it set up.
So it's like...
Oh, hey, Justin. Jeremy. Justin has tuned in.
Oh, Justin from Cinephile? Yeah.
Yep.
Yay! So, Justin, I got a funny story for you. All right, so Justin. All right, so okay.
All right, so Justin.
So Justin.
We just can't get his words out.
I'm so excited. Live is so much more fun and energetic. It's unbelievable. I'm like blushing over here. All right, so DuluCon 2019 happened, and Justin was a huge supporter of DuluCon 2019. Yeah. And so he was there. Him and his fiance, Stella.
Stella. Mm-hmm.
Stella was there.
Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations. You get, like, boom. Anyways, okay, so.
I like how you guys both had the clip-in letterboard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I loved his Photoshop story.
Yes.
Oh, it was so good. All right, so anyways. So, okay, this is a story for Justin now. So, we
did. Everybody else tune out. This is only for Justin.
We had a video person go around and get video. And anybody who's ever, like, dealt with cinematography, stuff happens. Anyways, we didn't get that video.
Margaret says, saying hi. Being at work, I keep turning the volume down. The hand gestures are keeping me very amused.
Jeremy is very animated. Like, 100%.
So,
thank you, Margaret.
So, okay, so back to Justin. So, Chris, you and Keith.
That's me.
Walked Keith. Around DuluCon with a camera.
Yep.
That is the only footage that we have.
We have the archival monopoly
of DuluCon 2019.
I have the both news broadcasts.
It's in what you gave me.
Yeah.
So I was going to talk to you about that. So okay, so pin that really quick.
Yep.
So I cut together a video which will be coming out on the DuluCon Facebook page, like a bumper video.
Yeah, like a sizzle reel or something like that.
A sizzle reel, right? Justin, you're totally in it. So that was my whole story for you, is that I purposely, because of your support and everything, as like I definitely cut to you and left you in there.
You're just like randomly looking at the floor or something. It's not suited.
But you're in there.
You're not standing
cool.
on top of a hill with a wave flag or a flag waving patriotically behind you or anything. You're just like organizing something or like getting ready for an interaction, but you're definitely in the video.
Yeah, you're definitely in the video.
You are in DuluCon's first video.
In the same way that Keith is in The Dark Knight Rises.
What?
Yeah, what?
He told you the story. He's in the crowd shot in the.
Oh, that's right. That's right, in the stadium. Yeah.
I
remember him saying that.
Yeah. Oh, no, you weren't here. This one.
That was just me and Keith.
Whoa. Oh. See, I was like, wow.
Well, Jeremy didn't listen to that one.
Oh, put me on. It would have been better if I would have said, oh, yeah, I remember that. Because I didn't.
It's like I said when we were at GalaxyCon, if somebody asks you a yes, no kind of question, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Are you famous? Yeah, we are. I remember
it's
that.
The Winston. Winston Zeddemore
exactly.
from Ghostbusters.
Oh man! So
Someone
okay, so
if you're a god, you so, say yes.
So Chris, the one thing I was going to ask you is, you put that news footage in there. What would have happened if I would have used some of the footage KBGR shot, cut out of their news story, and put it in my bumper reel?
Probably nothing, to be completely honest.
Yeah, because who shot it?
Right? The news is a public service type of thing. Like, you're not making any money off the video.
No, it's just for promotion.
So, for thing 1A, I don't think anybody would ever even know.
Right.
But thing 1B, like, if they're going to make a big deal about it, like, we'll just take the video down and read it.
I mean, can you imagine somebody watching the footage, the news footage of it from when it was released last October, watching our sizzle reel and being like, wait.
That's that same shot.
I recognize that.
Wait, that's the lady who's not alone anymore.
Yeah, but you know how many times that's happened, though?
Oh,
people will
gosh.
One-off remember stuff that, like...
Oh, yeah. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
Justin says, I want to make yearly cameos in the DuluCon video, but never pay attention.
Well, DuluCon, I mean, as of this moment, is still happening, so it's going down.
It's not happening at Marshall School, like... We had posted about Marshall's not renting out this year.
Really?
Oh,
really?
We might be going to Superior Middle School.
Okay.
That's good to know. Okay,
so what'd it be, SuperCon?
Yeah. Instead of DuluCon, SuperCon? Yeah, that's funny.
SuperCon's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Right?
Well, that's low-hanging fruit there. But the theme of this year
copyright
is
Copyright Kara Havenstein 2020.
Doesn't even want your name, Jeremy.
Did you just say Havenstein? What is...
Pregnancy brain. Pregnancy brain. I claim pregnancy brain.
I don't even
brain.
Want this angle anymore. You could just point it at Kara. Just point it over there. Yeah, see? That's what you get. Oh, no. Something happened. The stream deck got... Chris, we're down.
Are we? Oh, nope. We're coming back.
Oh man. What? Just leave. Let's give Kara her angle for the rest
You're
of the
so
time.
You're so funny.
No,
you
Chris.
Talk more than I do. Oh, so
just
I will
this
say
back
this.
To full screen.
I was going to say, well, it's focused on me. I overheard a Jeremy and Chris conversation, and I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but I have.
Hold on. I want to tell this story.
You want to tell this story?
No, this is your story.
I was going to say, don't you cut me out. Like, I overheard them talking, and Jeremy admitted to Chris on the phone that I will be in the middle of a story, and they, 9 times out of 10, will cut me off. They'll take over my story.
Well, Kara, you... I was gonna say, Kara, you almost just let me do it to you. I said I want to tell it. You're like,
Minnesota
okay.
Nice. I'm Minnesota Nice.
All right, go ahead and
nice.
Tell the story
I'm
about
sorry.
You taking away my stuff. It's so
okay.
Funny.
So funny thing though, like in real life, I will be trying to describe a movie, like the plot line of a movie, and it will take me like 20 minutes to describe something that could take 5. And so half the time, I'm like, oh no, Jeremy, you just tell it.
And that's true. I get it.
A little bit more economical that
way. Well,
yeah,
I use my hands and I get people going.
Yeah, no,
I embellish stuff.
He does. He does embellish things. He'll tell a story to somebody on the phone, and I'm like, I don't remember it happening exactly like that, Jeremy.
Well, you have poetic license, Kara. Uh-huh. Everybody does. You get to embellish stuff. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, but Kara needs to fact check you, too.
I mean, I do.
Kara keeps me in check.
Sometimes.
Oh, man. Whew. All right, so...
All right, so I'm going to try and do this without causing a horrible disturbance again. So if the stream gets messed up again, it's because I'm turning the camera.
give Jeremy his angle back.
If you missed it last year, if you missed it last year, in the beginning of the podcast, we talked about how much work it was to get it all set up, and it was so overwhelming to try to get all 3 cameras going. And we're working on another project, and we already are, like, hauling a bunch of gear back and forth from the studio to Chris's house. And
it's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. So, we're going to have Kara's angle back. And, again, Chris said I financed the whole thing at the cost of more financing. We can add a 4th angle. We have the technology to do it.
We do.
We really do. I just have to spend more money to add the 4th angle on just the... Yeah.
We're just an HDMI cable away from giving Kara her camera back.
Yeah. Yeah, an HDMI cable from that, and then for the 4th stream, we need an HDMI to SDI converter.
So.
Now, Chris, you have to figure out how to package all of this up and be able to take it on the road. That's your next goal.
Oh, my goodness.
In an efficient
how
way.
How many semis do we get?
Yeah.
That's basically what we need. We need a trailer. Like, when I was in a band back in the day, and we had a small, like, just like a probably a, I don't know, 10 by 10 trailer, whatever, and we'd load all of our musical instruments in there. That's what we need.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
Just saying. I mean, when we are in high demand podcasters, every con they want us there, we're going to have to haul the whole entire kit and caboodle.
That was like one of the biggest things that we kind of lost out on is we wanted to get out to more conventions this year, and we're going to get to like none.
Well, it's
that's not
our
even
fault.
Out of our own accord.
Right. Yeah, everything we wanted to go to. Yeah, it's just...
We had tickets to Disney After Dark. We had tickets to the Star Wars Celebration. We had tickets to GalaxyCon. We have DuluCon.
Did GalaxyCon Minneapolis actually cancel?
I want to say that
I don't think they did. I thought it was like New York that did or something like that. The big one.
Well, it's right around the same time as DuluCon, isn't it?
It's a month after.
It's November that GalaxyCon is.
Oh, Mike D said he'll build us a broadcast cart for $2,500.
Oh, is that just the cart, or does that also include more gear?
I think that only covers his labor, and then parts are on top of that.
Oh, man.
I get my egg chair before you get that.
So I just want to know, so did you have one, like, when you worked at Duluth.com? You worked at Staple Gun, probably.
Oh, there's Plaster City as well, way back in L.A.
Whoa.
He only works at places that are named after, like, implements of construction, like a staple gun or plaster or whatever.
Oh, and Duluth is always under construction.
Oh, yes.
It's true.
All right, so, like, it seems like we have maybe a couple new viewers. Thank you guys for joining us as we're doing this. While I'm talking, I'll just punch into Jeremy's angle and let him be... happy for a moment.
Yeah,
and
I'm so happy.
It's Nyssa.
Oh, now we're going back to wide.
Woohoo!
If you guys have any questions about Star Wars or about us.
Yeah.
Anything nerdy that we might possibly know.
So here's why we're doing this live, is for the interaction. Because one emailed me, and now emails are coming through. And that's awesome. So we have an email, contact@riseofthepodcast.com. And when we pre-recorded these, that was the only way that we could really contact or engage with the audience. is through that.
We want to hear from you guys.
We want to hear. Ask us a question. Yeah. So the things we love: Star Wars, Lord of the Rings. Ask
Kara how it is having a junior version of them together.
So Brooke was excited. She wants to know, Kara, what weird cravings do you have? You've got to have
what
something.
What day are you talking about? And what time of day are you talking about? I mean,
have you had like the pickles and ice cream thing?
Nothing
yet?
Super weird.
Okay.
I did wake up the other day and I saw one of my friends post about Big Daddy Burgers up in Piedmont area.
I've never had one.
They're so good.
Okay, so I've never had it, but they posted a picture. And at like 8 a.m. in the morning, I was like, that looks real good, you know? And so I really wanted that. And I was like, I could eat that for breakfast, right? Normally, I would not want a burger for breakfast. Anyway, and so I was like, maybe we'll get, you know, Seven West for dinner.
Yep.
Dinner rolls around. I did not want a hamburger. You do not give me a hamburger. Give me something else. So I don't know. I haven't had any weird, crazy mixture cravings. It's just...
So sugar has been Kara's go-to. So here's my funny story for Kara here. So Kara calls me up the other day, and she gets me. She knows what time I leave work, and she... Bring. Oh, you're on your way home? Could you stop by the store? Oh, you're so sweet. And it's like, Kara, you've been at home the whole time.
But then
time.
I have to get dressed.
No, that's the real thing.
Oh my goodness.
Because I work
okay.
from home. Sometimes I'll be like, I'll call my roommate and ask her to pick something up on the way home because I don't want to put on pants and go out of the house.
No, that's
Kara. That's it.
She just had the realization today. She goes, Jeremy, I'm going to have to wear more clothes once the baby is born. Like, this is
like
my
when
house.
Kids grow
this
up.
This is my domain. I don't want to have to do that.
Don't, like, you're making me sound like some redneck that sits in my trailer like, hey, girl, get me a bush from the fridge.
No, you no, know, like, no. It's just... you relax at home. It's your intimate. So anyway, so Kara calls me up, and I'm leaving work. I have a little earpiece. I put my earpiece in. I call Chris via the earpiece too.
You say you put in your little earpiece. All I can think of is like the Bluetooths that people had in their ear all the time.
The jawbone or the
very
Jeremy's just like
person.
You got Jeremy here.
So regardless, jawbone or not, crazy old man speaker. You know, so I got my little earpiece in. She calls me and she goes, okay, I'm really craving fruit snacks. Can you get fruit snacks? I'm like, what kind? I don't care. What kind, right? Ooh, Chris. Okay. Oh, man. We had macaroni poll go up on Rise of the Podcast.
Yep.
And people apparently
like shapes.
That's
not a stack of macaroni. That was a question about macaroni.
Yes. Yeah,
people
no. People like shapes over noodles, which noodles are way better. But I digress. Okay. So, Chris.
Oh, you already
are Gushers
Chris,
fruit snacks?
Gushers are Gushers.
They're not fruit snacks?
No.
What
Thank
is
you.
Wrong with both
air
of
five,
you?
Air high five,
what
Chris.
What is wrong with both of you?
Gushers are not fruit snacks.
It's a fruit snack.
All right, people, comment. Are Gushers fruit snacks?
No, they're fruit snacks. They're
no,
totally
they're not.
Are. It's right, like
yeah.
a...
Let's hash this out.
I would eat
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I
want to
hear what people
say.
Like,
fruit snacks is the parent term, and then your children terms underneath you have Gushers, fruit snacks, like sharks.
I was going to say...
Fruit roll up, fruit by the foot.
It's like if you're classifying animals, you can't have the family penguin and then the order penguin, right? So if there's already a thing called fruit snacks, it can't be both.
Right, so it's like fruit snacks and then sharks and, you know, dinosaurs and...
I was going to say, basically, you're trying to say that you've got your mammals, you got your bear, we'll go with a bear,
yeah.
And you're trying to tell me that a frog is the same family as a bear.
Well, no, it's fruit snacks. Gushers are fruit snacks. Anyways, so then she goes. So, okay.
Nikki says no.
Yeah, Nikki says they're not fruit snacks.
Thank you, Nikki.
Oh, man.
You're smart.
So, all right. So, Kara goes, bring me some fruit snacks. All right. So, we've established. And she goes, what kind? I don't
P.S.
care.
My favorite fruit snacks are Walmart
Mike,
Smiles.
Get out of here, Mike. You're not allowed to say technically.
I say, is he right? Technically, they are?
He says they're technically...
So are Skittles a fruit snack then?
No, because they're
Starbucks.
No, that,
right?
I think that is the best
right?
argument.
No, no, Gushers are a fruit snack.
No, but no, Mike's
juice.
Argument is saying it's a fruit-flavored snack. Skittles
oh,
are fruit-flavored
I
snack.
I like that.
Yeah, so using Mike's logic, you'd have to accept Skittles as fruit snacks.
Starburst. I mean,
Starburst are a fruit snack.
No, they're not.
But, okay, you cut a fruit snack. Okay, I'm going to finish the story, and we'll come back to the thing. So then she goes... Jeremy,
Margaret, you're smart
pick
too.
Up fruit snacks. I said, okay. And she goes, also pick up some Gushers. And I'm like, okay, okay. I told her. I put my foot down. I was like, you can't have fruit snacks and gushers. Like, you can't have all those things. I said, you can either get fruit snacks or you can get gushers, but you can't have both. I came home with both.
I told him if he didn't come home with both, I would walk down to the gas station. I would put on clothes, walk to the gas station, and get whichever one he didn't pick up for me.
But, so, yeah. So
Mike says the fruit snacks you're talking about are gummy candies.
Gummy candy, okay.
So, Nikki, aren't they?
Yeah, they're snacks, so good.
Yes. Fruit snacks being, like, the lowest thing in the subcategory of fruit snack of gummy candies. Then you can have, like, your Sour Patch Kids or your Haribos or whatever.
But when are most gushers people think of gummy candy then? They're gummy candy.
I would say, yeah, gushers are a gummy candy, a fluid-filled gummy candy.
Yes.
But when somebody says fruit snack.
And that's a very specific thing.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's what I want to just put on as a little addendum. A cherry on top, because that's where my metaphor is going, all right? It's a cherry on top. Ice cream and fruit snacks, as ice cream with sauce drizzled on it, is to gushers. They took something and they added to it to make it.
But
so
still,
fruit snack is the base, and the gusher filling
if you
is
just drain
the
gusher,
chocolate sauce.
I still would not consider it a fruit snack. The texture is completely different.
I want to do like a double
so
blind
gusher's
story.
Like a waxy fruit snack.
Yeah, it's like really, it gets
extra,
stuck
like,
in your teeth.
Whatever that
and just,
extra thing they put
yeah,
into it.
It's harder.
Yeah.
Okay, are gummy bears a fruit snack?
No.
No, gosh, no.
Not even close.
No.
They're a gummy treat.
But they're not fruit flavored. Are they?
They technically
they are.
Are
but
they? I don't like the texture of.
Here's
gummies.
My thing: you don't find gummy bears next to the fruit snacks at the grocery store.
Okay, if I took a gusher and cut it in half and drained the fluid out and then rinsed it off and then took a fruit snack and cut it so it was the same shape and texture,
I would know
I
the difference
both,
like that.
You would go. They're both
I
fruit
would
snacks.
Immediately know the difference. The texture.
No,
is
I'd
so
be like,
different.
One is a desiccated gusher, right. And the other is a fruit snack.
I'm sorry to all of our listeners. Just when you're arguing about gushers and fruit snacks.
Well, no, it's a funny story.
Jarrett says gushers are totally a fruit snack.
Jarrett, you're wrong.
Woo!
He just doesn't want Jeremy to take his PS4.
And you need to bring Apollo down here.
This is amazing. We got an email from someone who I don't know, and they're
yay!
Going, woo! Julietta, woo! Hello, I want to be on the mural. I mean, R2-D2 wall.
Hey, Gabriel's watching.
Amazing, yay! Gabriel, you're here. You were one of our first, like, cool top, or that cool. Everybody's cool.
one of those nerdy guys.
One of our first top fans. Anyways, you are going on the wall. That is it. That email is going on the wall.
Yes.
Woo! That is so exciting.
You all have made Jeremy's heart so happy right now. Like, his life is complete. If he died tonight, he'd be happy.
Yeah. Well, Mike D is coming in clutch with Gushers facts here.
Okay.
He says Gushers are gelatin-free, so that might be the difference we're noticing. Between...
That's probably it, because the gelatin
really?
Would give it that kind of squishy yep. texture.
So, is it just an old, false fact that gelatin is made with bones?
Cow hooves.
So gelatin is derived from, what's it called now?
Because my point
pectin,
would be...
Send us an email, Gabriel.
And pectin comes from stuff like horses' hooves or bones or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's the pectin that makes the gelatin jelly.
Because what I want to know is people can be allergic to gelatin. Is
yes.
that correct? So they could eat gushers.
Technically, I suppose.
James McLaughlin says Target lists gushers as fruit snacks.
Yay! And you love Target.
I do love Target, but in this case, I will say Target is wrong.
Juliet Sanchez says gushers are disgusting. So it does at the end of the day, it only matters whether or not you like them or not.
Right.
How you classify them doesn't matter.
So,
but when your wife asks for
Chris,
fruit snacks, you get your wife fruit snacks.
Yep.
That's going on the
did
wall.
Did you hear that?
You get your wife fruit snacks. That's what we did. I did. I got you gushers and I got you fruit
thank
snacks.
Thank you.
So, okay. So, another
so yeah, the moral of the story is you just do what Kara tells
that's
you.
That's right, you do. If your wife is pregnant, just do what she asks.
Well, I've learned that. So, do you have any other cravings? Any other weird things?
Dr. Pepper has been my go-to.
Dr.
Like,
Pepper's just straight up good no matter
right?
what.
Right?
So here's a question for you, Chris. Kara's been, aware of how much caffeine she has, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've been aware of your caffeine
yes.
intake. Caffeine intake of Dr. Pepper. Is there caffeine in Dr. Pepper? If so, what is it compared to a can of Coke?
Yes, there is, and I think they're about the same.
It's comparable.
They're mm-hmm. It's a half.
It's half?
It's half. It's really? It's 43.
41 one can of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, and it's about 60 to 80 for a can of Coke, I believe. Well, you know Mike or somebody fact check me.
Do you know what like an 8 ounce cup of coffee is?
80-ish.
That's way more than that.
110?
Like an 8 ounce cup of coffee.
Yeah, like a regular, what they would consider a serving of coffee. It's like hundreds. It's like 250 milligrams.
No, it's not that much.
It is.
Coke, I thought it was supposed to be.
It is a myth. People say that like, oh, soda has almost as much caffeine as coffee. It's not even close.
It's a myth?
It's not even close that soda's, like Mountain Dew, which has about exactly the same as a Coke. It's like a quarter of what you get in a cup of coffee.
Oh, we had that discussion.
We did. So we went through Taco Bell, and Jeremy got, we both ordered our food. He ordered us both Mountain Dew Baja Blast because, I mean,
quality,
come on.
Quality, yeah.
Yep, right? And I told Jeremy, I was like, no, I can't have that much caffeine. And he's like, oh, well, okay. And so I got, I don't know, Pepsi. And we left, and he was like, you know they have the same amount of caffeine, right? And I was like, no, they don't. Looked it up. Yep.
Absolutely
Mountain Dew.
Do.
As a kid.
That's like most soda. Yeah, that is the myth that perpetrates, like, Mountain Dew is so much stronger.
Yeah. Like, I think I compared it to Surge from our childhood.
Yeah.
And so I just automatically assumed Mountain Dew had so much more caffeine, and it didn't.
We've got a little bit of a backlog of stuff.
You are right, Mike. It is the best Mountain Dew.
So James McLaughlin's like, well, the real question is, did you eat them both, the fruit snacks and the gummy?
Dang right, I did, boy.
I'll have a story about that.
All of them.
Okay.
Mike says they have Baja Blast Zero in cans.
Ooh.
And he's going to have one right now.
I have been wanting, we're speaking of soda right now, so
Margaret says, yum, Taco Bell.
Right? So I have been looking for caffeine-free Coke, but they only sell it. I can only find it caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Yeah, in the gold can.
They used to sell it.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
I cannot have aspartame. I'm allergic to aspartame. And so, like, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi is now switching from aspartame to sucralose or something, which I can have.
It was a shame because Pepsi is trash.
I like them both.
Pepsi is in the okay. I don't want to open up a can of worms. I'll drink Pepsi all day long if I have to.
Yeah.
But it's not nearly as good as Coke. Mike says the real question for you is, what are Twizzlers?
Candy.
Ooh, Twizzlers.
Because they're strawberry flavored. They're not gummy, really.
Well, so Twizzlers are that thing that, does anybody ever buy a small bit? Like Twizzlers I equate to gas station convenience store candy.
Yeah, you get like the big pound
bag. But you always get the pound bag.
Yeah.
They sell the little bags.
The only little version, it's not the Twizzlers, it's the nibs.
The nibs.
I think nibs are the most delicious thing in the whole entire world.
So you want to know what's crazy? We're talking about textures of macaroni noodles. Menards or someplace had Twizzlers untwisted. It was a nib stick.
Weird.
It was Twizzlers untwisted. It was called Islers, because they without the twists, without the teeth.
That's funny.
They tasted like nibs. So if either there's two things that could happen here, different recipe, or it is the same recipe, and the texture changes the flavor of the nibs.
Oh, either Adam, way, I have to argue with you. Twizzlers are better than Red Vines. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I've never had a Red Vine.
So what about Aussie licorice?
Black
licorice.
Black licorice can burn in the deepest parts of
niacin
hell.
Niacin or cap? What is it? Niacin? What makes black licorice taste
anise?
Anise. I love it.
Ick.
Good and Plenty? That's black licorice, everyone. Yeah, who doesn't like Good and Plenty?
Nobody likes Good and Plenty.
Like, as
it's
a kid,
delicious.
Trick-or-treating, if you got a Good and Plenty, that got thrown out.
You know why they're called Good and Plenty? Is when you get a one-ounce box when you're trick-or-treating, good, that's plenty.
I've never heard that joke.
No, so, okay, you guys know the episode of Gravity Falls? with the monster that eats all of the is made up of all the throwaway candy?
Yeah.
It was all Good and Plenty's. That's all it was.
Yeah.
For real?
Good and Plenty's are nasty.
No, I love Good and Plenty.
They're the worst.
All right, well.
Yeah.
All right, so Mike's so Gabriel says, don't mess with Pepsi.
See, I like that.
So I'll say this. Like, here's how I stand between Coke and Pepsi. Coke is more flavorful. Pepsi is more refreshing.
I would agree with
that's
that.
That's my personal takeaway. If it's a hot day, an ice
Pepsi
cold
all
Pepsi,
day?
Oh, that's you can't beat it.
Yeah.
Right? If it's something where it's like, you're like just want to have like a nice, I was gonna say refreshing, but maybe just want to have like a a nice beverage that has like a lot of flavor, or if you're using it for a mixer or something, I will never use Pepsi as a mixer.
See, I could never see Pepsi as a mixer either.
It's sweeter than Coke.
It's sweeter, but it's thinner. Coke is not as sweet, but it's more robust. Syrupy. It's thicker,
Yeah.
So it's like Coke just like bonds better with stuff. That's why it's Jack and Coke, not
Jack and Pepsi.
Not like whatever it is.
Captain Pepsi.
Yeah, Captain Pepsi. Anyway, man, we're really falling down a rabbit hole. I think Mike D says they don't sell Twizzlers, they just keep them on the shelves.
Got it.
Juliet says the Twizzlers are a candy, not a fruit snack.
Yes,
Twizzlers are the same as the Pull'n Peels.
Are what now?
You know the Twizzler Pull'n
Peels? Yes, yeah.
He says that those are the same.
I love during like 4th of July when they come out with their cherry lemonade, blue raspberry.
I eat Pull'n Peel. I don't.
Oh, I don't. I pull those suckers.
I'm
halfway between you two. Pull'n Peel, you have to Pull'n Peel. Yes. It's in the name. Even though string cheese is called string cheese,
I eat that like a monster. Yeah, I'm just like. That's another
thing.
Who
has time? I just sit under your fingernails. That's the thing that I hate. It's right, like, I don't want cheesy fingernails.
Totally. Totally. Agreed. I have been eating a lot of string cheese lately.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people who say black licorice can just go away.
Why?
Yeah.
It's so good, though.
Wait, nope. Margaret's on your team. She says Good and Plenty is
awesome.
Yay! We'll take all your guys'. They have Dr. Pepper flavored Twizzlers.
What?
Oh, I heard there's Gushers flavored yogurt, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yoplait has come out with a Gushers flavored yogurt. I want to try it as an experiment.
Right? Seriously. Totally agree.
You guys are all into
Mike
it.
Mike D, I'm telling you, though, that Wild Cherry Vanilla Pepsi.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. That's a solid
choice.
I'll say, like, the cherry versions of Coke are wildly inconsistent.
Yeah.
The cherry versions of Pepsi are always right on.
Yep.
Like, if I had to choose any day of the week between a cherry Pepsi and a cherry Coke, I'd take a cherry Pepsi.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
Adam wants to know the real question. Do you prefer Sprite, 7-Up, or Sierra Mist?
Sprite.
Or Mist Sprite. Twist?
Sprite.
Really?
Yeah.
7-Up.
I went through a phase. I was probably around 21, 22. I went through a phase. Sprite was all I drank. Like, every time I go to the gas station, it was Sprite.
Chris, you know me growing up, what my drink was, right?
What was your drink, Jeremy?
It's Melly Yellow.
Oh, that's
what
right.
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean that was wrong?
Oh, I will say this. Rhett and Link, they like Melly Yellow. They do not like Mountain Dew. They like Melly Yellow.
Seriously, my jam.
I will say that there is a very large difference between Melly Yellow and Mountain Dew.
I don't even classify them as, like, comparators.
They're both, like, citrus drinks.
Right.
But I would say, like, that, like, Sprite is closer to Mountain Dew than Mellow Yellow is to Mountain Dew.
How did we not kill ourselves?
I think I'd agree that.
Kids. So I thought drinking Mellow Yellow made me cooler. Like, I was a better person for drinking
Mellow Yellow. No, Mellow Yellow was for nerds. The cool people drank Mountain Dew.
What are you wrong with Mellow Yellow?
Mimi and I chugged Mountain Dew back in the day.
No, Mellow Yellow. So here's what I can't even believe I'm telling this story. At one point in one day, like, you remember the middle school?
Oh,
Chris,
yeah.
And there was that retaining wall, so it was the one door I always went out. You had the pool door.
Yeah, or the way that you go up to the CYC.
Yep. Okay, so the CYC way, and then that door right there. Yep. That was like my door. And I would always go in and out of that door. So I think I told this story before. I thought it would be cool, and I rode my bike off that retaining wall.
Yeah.
And crashed.
You didn't tell the story out
there. At the little store down there?
All right, fine. I'll tell this story really quick. All right. When I was a kid, drinking my Melly Yellow in middle school, thinking I was super cool. So I just have burned in memories of that specific stretch of road from there down to the building we're in right now.
Well, it's like a block away from your house. So.
Right, right.
It's actually like 2 blocks away from here.
So I had just gotten this bike, and I thought I was super cool. So it was the end of the day, and I took my bike, and I rode down the retaining wall. And then there was a ramp here and stairs here. So I rode, and it was over 4 feet, five feet.
It was a pretty substantial wall.
So I drove my bike, biked it off the thing and landed, right? Well, I've never done that in my entire life. And I did it, like, at the end of the day, at the end of class. So my feet came down and I, like, hit the bar, but the pedal came around and caught my pants. So, like, you've got your inseam in your pants.
Did it rip them?
It caught it and it ripped it from the inseam down to the inside of the leg.
Oh, my gosh!
So I had, like, if this is your leg.
You have leg. Just put it in your leg, Jeremy.
I had a triangle rip. In the shape of a triangle from here, flapping in the wind. I'm serious. So I landed. I was injured. And then I was like instant draft. And I was like, everybody's looking at me. And so I had to like bike away in shame. So I had to drink plenty of Melly Yellow. So anyways, not too far after why the weather Melly Yellow ties into this.
Oh my gosh.
Is that I wanted to see how much Mellow Yellow I could drink in a day. And I drank over 120 ounces of Mellow Yellow.
Oh,
that's a gallon.
Okay.
Yes.
So you want to talk about this. At the previous dental clinic I worked at, I had a patient who didn't drink anything but Mountain Dew. And every single time he would come in for his cleaning, he would have a jug about this. Like one of the big gulps or whatever from, you know, like gas stations.
Yeah.
I mean, just a big one. And he would come in every single time with that big old thing of Mountain Dew, and he'd just be chugging away at him like.
That was 2000. So that's why I want to know how I didn't kill myself. Like, I don't know how I didn't die of a heart attack.
Well, okay, kids nowadays are pounding the Red Bull and, you know, whatever.
Your body's a lot more capable of
that's really funny. If we want to talk about I remember my beverage transmission. So
your beverage trans what? Hold that thought. Because I have a Sprite story from my childhood. All right. So, because I prefer 7-Up.
Really?
But
I do like the 7-Up spot, not going to lie.
So, well, you played that spot video game.
That's right, I did. Cool
but
spot.
I remember, so growing up, so like Friday nights, like TGIF. You know, like all that, like we would get pizza, you know, fairly regularly, right? And I don't know if they even do it anymore, but you used to be able to get like 6 packs of soda.
Yep.
When you'd order your stuff. So we'd order Domino's, and I just remember, so before Domino's changed all their stuff and then changed it again, their deep dish pizza used to be the best. Like the edge was so crispy and just amazing. But so I remember just like having Domino's pizza and having Sprite and like watching TGIF, and it's just like, because that's I don't know, nobody in our house preferred Sprite, but that's what we always got. I can't imagine why. I don't know why we would get Sprite versus anything else. Like, neither of my parents are big soda drinkers,
right?
But I would say that neither of them's favorite soda is Sprite,
right?
I think my dad's favorite soda is like Root Beer, and probably my mom's favorite soda is Root Beer too.
I was gonna say, whenever we got pizza, we'd always get Root Beer,
so
always,
and it's just, but yeah, so we would get Sprite, and I just remember it's like, just like. Big fat wedge of Domino's deep dish pizza and just like the coldest possible can of Sprite.
Yep.
And watching TGIF, and that was like peak childhood.
That's a good memory.
It is a good memory.
And so on to whatever your
drink transition. Well, drink transition. But I just remember, you know, you go to the store and like back in the day, Little Debbie's were 25 cents. You'd get candy cigarettes were a big deal. And there's two different types. There was the bubblegum garbage kind.
Yeah.
Well, yep. No, they had bubblegums ones that were coated in the powder and wrapped in paper, and you could blow through the paper and it would blow out the powdered sugar.
Yeah.
Do you remember those ones? But it was a gum tube. And then they had the chalky ones, and I loved the chalky ones.
I did too. Those
the chalky
were good
ones were
ones.
Delicious. There's like a horseshoe on there.
Yeah,
and
no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I was pretty indifferent, but they were way too hard.
They're like
I
chalky.
Loved them.
It was like
I loved
straight
those things.
Chalk. But I went from Mellow Yellow, then energy drinks became a thing, and I think I went to Rockstar, then I went to NOS for a while, and then I went to Monster, and I drank Monster for quite a while, and then one day, it's like Monsters were just the sweetest, like they were way too sweet, and like the smell of a Monster makes me sick from like how sweet they are.
Really?
Yeah.
It reminds me of bubblegum.
It's unbelievable.
Like
it's,
Rockstar, all of them like have like this really strong bubblegum overtone to me, which is like just a non-starter for
the
me.
The one
and
I
then,
used to
and
drink.
When you get older and your bones hurt.
You're cutting her off, Jeremy.
I was going to say the one I drank as a kid. Was it the Big Boys? Was that the
Big
it was,
Boys.
I swear this was. It was a green can. Mimi and I would drink it whenever we go like Black Friday shopping. We'd, you know, stop and
are you talking like the Monsters?
It wasn't Monster. Oh, okay.
Red Bull?
Nope, it wasn't one of those. It was its own thing.
A big, I don't know.
Gosh,
we can crowdsource it.
I worked at a gas station. Oh, what? Mike D said, "How do we miss Surge?"
We had Surge Boy.
Yeah, so actually,
I mentioned it earlier. Like,
you got a couple things. So Margaret said that she grew up in the '70s, so Mellow Yellow was the drink.
Yes,
but when Mountain Dew came out, I could not go back to Mellow.
Yes, girl. Yes.
Gabriel says to do stunts like that, Jeremy, you should drink Red Bull because it gives
I wouldn't have gotten hurt. Or I could have flown away if my pants were ripped.
Mike D agrees that the chalky
right?
Candy cigarettes were legit. And then Juliet says those candy gum cigarettes were fun.
Oh, they were fun. I didn't even realize that you could blow the powder out of them until someone showed me that, I think. Which was crazy. I just can't believe. Okay, Mickey's Donuts were there in that memory.
Okay.
And you crowdsourced that out. That was a cool little thing.
That was something. This actually, so speaking of Mike D, Fully loaded citrus soda with carbos. My D texted me and asked me about those donuts, right?
Yes.
He's like, do you remember what they were called? And I was like, I could picture the box vividly.
Yeah.
But neither of us could remember what it was called. So then I called my mom. And I was like, and I described the thing. And she could picture them vividly. And
yellow box, chocolate, powdered, and coconut.
Yep, and none of us could remember what it was. So then I was like, okay. And I'm on the phone with my mom at this point, like trying to figure this out. So I open up Photoshop, and I draw a photorealistic box.
It was good. It was really good.
It's actually impressive.
Everybody critiques me because I put the freaking chocolate and the powder to the wrong spot. I was like, I haven't seen a box of these in 20 years. You can critique me on that.
At least you knew coconut was not in the middle.
Yeah. No, like, that was a given. That was my favorite one, and I knew it was on the right.
Yeah.
But, so I posted on the internet. Like, I made this big, long, funny post. Literally, within a minute, somebody replied with a picture of the box of Mickey's Donuts. And they look identical. It's like the exact same orientation.
It was real impressive.
And I was like, how the heck do you know these donuts so thoroughly that you can find a picture? Because I tried Googling the picture.
Right, yellow box with brown or chocolate, white, and or powdered and coconut.
But that aside, it's like, how do you find like the exact picture that's like the exact box that I drew that quick? Anyway, it was this whole thing. Great donuts.
Yeah.
But so carry on with what you were going to say there, Jeremy.
Oh, I was like, when you get older, you know, it's like now I have to drink water.
I mean, everybody has to drink water.
I know. And I love coffee and everything. And I drink way too much coffee, but.
It's true.
So how many YouTubers do you have on your list? We brought a game with us, too, by the way. But we're like, do you want to do the game?
Should we do the game? Should we?
Sure.
Okay. So all we're going to do is we have Justin has Cinephiles on YouTube. Go check that out. If you haven't checked out, he does movie reviews on there. We have Rise of the Podcast where we do Lego builds and podcasts and all sorts of fun stuff. And we're trying new things. We're always constantly trying. We're going live. That's a new thing.
I'm really liking this so far.
And so with YouTube specifically, it's the subscribers is a big deal, right, on YouTube. So, Chris, you may or may not know these YouTubers. I may or may not know these YouTubers.
I tried to pick ones we would know.
But what Kara did
some of them you might not.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for joining
in. Bill!
One of the first guest.
And the second guest.
And the second.
So the very next week.
And our Facebook manager.
And the reason we have a Facebook following.
Seriously, that is hashtag truth.
I feel kind of bad. We should have told Bill we were going live.
Oh, Bill, we're sorry. Bill, we love you.
You didn't want to be involved in this headache, Bill, we promise.
Oh, Bill, it was supposed to be live
at
7.
It was a hot mess.
And that we got here an hour to 2 hours early to set up, and we took an extra 2 hours worth of hardware trouble. I said we put out 4 fires and 2 more would pop up.
Yeah.
It's literally what it was like. Everything. Okay, right, so here was the game. All right, here was so we pay attention to YouTube. Like, that's a big thing. We all use it. We love YouTube. We're on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. And so I had Kara find some YouTube subscriber or some people and just list off subscriber counts.
All right.
And so we're going to compare, like, who's got more, all right? Okay. So you lead us in the game, Kara.
All right, so the first firstly, I want you guys to guess how many subscribers PewDiePie has.
So is he number one still?
No, T-Series is.
Wait.
No way.
Okay.
T-Series passed him.
Okay.
So I looked at this from February. He must have passed him recently because Business Insider said that PewDiePie was still number one.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Sometimes people will classify stuff. So T-Series is like the biggest, like.
Oh, based off subscribers.
Like NBC of India.
Okay.
So like they
how many subs
they post,
do they have? Do you
like,
know?
Hundreds of videos a day.
Well, don't say because I'll say my guess first.
Okay.
So I guess PewDiePie at 60 million subs.
Okay, PewDiePie, I think, has 135 million subs.
PewDiePie has 105 million
Dang.
Subs.
Wow.
105
that is
million
unbelievable.
Subs.
I believe T-Series just passed 140 million.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow.
But you got to think, so India has 1.5 billion people.
Right.
And, like, they're, like, the entertainment hub for, like...
India?
For that country, that region.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's why it's sort of hard to compare, like, a single guy from Sweden and the biggest, like, media production place of an entire region of a continent.
So that I did try to keep this to single people, not, like, a news
That's fair. So, are we doing Price is Right rules, or are we doing just, like, closest overall?
Just closest.
Okay,
because
so
I was
I'm
still
keeping,
off by 25 oops. Million.
So I'm keeping score. So Jeremy had that
I had
one.
60.
Jeremy?
No, I was so close.
Oh, you're closer. Chris has a point. All right. So.
I know the YouTubes.
Does Ninja have more subs?
So Ninja's a big game streamer. Streamer.
Or Ryan's World. I think he was the first little kid to unbox toy reviews.
So I just heard he made a lot of money.
Yeah, man, that's tough. So speaking of Ninja, because he went to Mixer.
Yep.
Mixer sold out to Facebook. It because the ownership changed, it destroyed the non-compete that he had signed, so he could go back to Twitch. So he got paid $30 million to leave Twitch and go to Mixer. He was there for a year. Mixer got sold to Facebook. It broke his contract, and now he can go back to Twitch.
Didn't Microsoft used to own Mixer?
Yeah.
So Microsoft sold Mixer to Facebook?
Yeah.
Really?
Dang.
Wow, the internet's crazy.
So, yeah, so he made $30 million to stream on a competing platform exclusively for a year, and then he became a free agent again and went back to Twitch.
Ninja, will you please pay off my student loans?
So, just ridiculous.
So, I'm going to guess Ninja's got more, though?
Man, unboxings, kids make up such a large... I'm going to go with Ryan's World.
Ryan's World has about... just shy of 2 million more.
Oh,
Ryan's World has 25.5 million. Ninja has 23.7.
So here's what's crazy about data, just as a tangent, just really quick. So with data, right, here's what's crazy about it. It's only, what is that percentage of 23 out of 25?
It's going to be in the high 80s.
It's
going to
be 92.
So 8% difference, right? But you're talking about 2 million? 2 million actual people have clicked on Ryan's channel over Ninja. It's a small percentage of how far, or like they're close percentage-wise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's still, could you imagine trying to go out and get another 2 million people on your side, or get 2 million people to care about that's it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, so 8% for us is 16 people.
Right, exactly.
Right.
It's we could run down the street and be like, subscribe to us, and probably get 16 people. Well,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, so do you guys want to guess numbers, or do you just guess who has more?
I feel more confident in the who has more than the numbers specifically, sure, but yeah. we can play ballpark numbers if you want.
Okay, so the next one is a channel called Like Nastya. It's a Russian-American little girl, does a vlog with her friends and her dad.
Okay.
Or Smosh.
Smosh is the OG. I can't imagine that.
Okay, I'll go Russian girl. Okay.
I'm going Smosh.
Like Nastya has more, over twice what he has.
What?
She has 56.8 million subs.
That's nuts.
He's got 25.1.
Wow.
Yeah, it's because Smosh started back when we were starting to do video stuff. Yes. They were pre-YouTube as well.
Right. Like Rooster Teeth.
Yeah. And then when YouTube started up, and we're like, oh yeah, these guys are doing a similar stuff like what we're doing, but they actually stuck with it and became famous and rich and good at their jobs. And now we're doing this.
All right, next one. Vlad and Nikita, two Russian boys.
Okay.
Or Mark Rober.
Oh man, I got to do Mark Rober just because it's Mark Rober.
I'll go with the Russian people because I think that Kara's trying to trick us.
They have. The Vlad and Nikita have almost four times what Mark Rober does.
No way!
That's insane.
If you haven't checked out, I don't know how you haven't yet, but if you haven't checked out Mark Rober, awesome videos. If you've ever had a package stolen and you're frustrated, he did a glitter bomb package.
Love that one much.
I would argue that people that don't think that they've checked out Mark Rober have.
I guarantee
seen
you
Mark
have
Rober
seen
video.
Something of
exactly.
His.
Exactly. There you go. That even sums it up better. But he did. So if my mom is watching, I don't know if she is or not. Mom, he did. He was so sick of buying bird feeders that squirrels can get into. He tried to squirrel-proof his bird feeder. He failed at that, and he's an engineer. This is what he does. He couldn't make it, so he thought, "All right, I'm gonna make
former
those little
NASA
guys,
engineer.
Yeah, I'm gonna make those guys run an obstacle course to get to the food
bin." That's
bins.
A great video.
So hilarious. The only way they can get it is this: the bird feeder is over here, and the squirrel, the bird feeder is over here, and the squirrels have to run an obstacle course to get to it, and they still do it.
Yeah, squirrels are tenacious.
So Mark Rober, great choice. So, a long time ago I talked to you about Captain Disillusion. I love his videos.
Yep,
they just did a team up.
Oh, cool.
And I would have never thought that.
That's awesome.
Somebody had made a drone for your phone. And so you can sit in bed and the drone flies it. It's a viral video.
Yeah.
But it's fake, obviously.
Yeah, I saw the Captain Disillusion video about that.
They did a team up, too. So
So they did it. It's because I know that he had done one on that before.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. The volume alone, Chris. If you're laying in bed using a drone.
Yeah.
All right, so Vlad Nikita have 45.6 million subs.
Wow.
Mark Rober has 12.6. Okay.
Yep.
So I think Chris had that one.
Yep.
All right, next one. Slow-mo guys.
Okay.
Or how to basic.
Oh, no. I'm going to take slow-mo guys because Jeremy picked first last time.
Oh, I want, can I?
How to basic's going to have more. I'm just going to take a stand for slow-mo guys because I believe in them.
Fact about slow-mo guys, I think they're my first YouTube subscription.
I love slow-mo
would
guys.
Be slow-mo
guys. If you guys haven't checked out slow-mo guys,
who I subscribe
go
to
watch
first.
Them. Gavin and Dan.
They're great.
Hilarious. I love
so
those
can
two.
I go slow-mo guys too?
Of course you can.
Yeah, we've been the same one.
Oh.
But I don't think that it's the right answer. I'm just picking them because I want to represent.
You are correct.
Slow-mo guys?
How to Basic has 1 million more than slow-mo guys.
I was right that I was going to be wrong. That's so.
What but. Kind of world do we live in when you're right when you're wrong?
James guessed How to Basic. So good job, James.
Hey. Oh, good job, James. Okay, next one. Dude Perfect.
Yeah, Dude Perfect. We're at Target.
Yeah.
They have their own Nerf line.
They do.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
Yeah, no, I saw they did a giant Nerf trick shots video.
So he's been around forever. I swear, I remember
Dude
him
Perfect's,
doing
Dude
stuff.
Perfect's, like, original YouTube.
Like he's been around YouTube. For, like, 10, 12 years,
like,
hasn't
Jenna Marbles,
he?
She was an original
yeah,
one.
Yeah, they were, like, version one, like, because
I was going to say, I remember watching his stuff when I first went to college.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember, like, his videos weren't the greatest, but I always thought they were cool because he'd make these awesome shots and stuff. I was like, what? Anyway, okay, so Dude Perfect or Kids Diana Show.
Never heard of Kids Diana, so Dude Perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dude Perfect, too, because I've never heard of Kids Diana Show.
Dude Perfect has 52 million. Kids Diana Show has 56.6
no!
million.
No!
Oh, my goodness.
I double-checked these before we even started.
Who's got more, Dude Perfect or Mark Rober?
Dude Perfect by a lot.
Mark Rober has 12 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's only really gotten, like, more successful than the last year or so.
He's got the nicest way. Please subscribe.
I know. Mark Rober is so
subscribing. I love that.
He's so cool.
It's
I
so
love
simple.
Him. All right. Binging with Babish.
That's Kara's man
I
crush.
Love him. He is amazing.
Cooking
he can,
channel.
You can come and
cooking
cook for me anytime
recreates.
You want.
Okay, if,
anytime
any,
you
if
want.
Anybody watching loves, if anybody watching loves
pop culture,
the, pop culture, anything, he creates recipes from the pop culture.
Yep. And he makes them good.
From Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
Bone broth soup.
He does stuff from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, The Godfather. I mean,
him.
Everything.
So mm-hmm. He's got a very distinct voice.
Yeah, I love him. So, Binging with Babish or Peter McKinnon?
Oh, no. I'm going to go with Babish.
I'm going to go with Babish as well.
You are both correct. He has just shy of 3 million more than Peter McKinnon.
Okay. Man, Peter McKinnon, though.
I know. He makes some really good
you
stuff.
You showed him to me. He was at like 2.9 or right around 3 million.
Was now it, I thought it was around 2 million when I showed it to you.
That's probably the case because he's exploded lately.
Yeah.
And now he's over 5, Kara?
He's just under 5. I
just
think.
Under 5. That's an insane amount.
Peter, yeah, just under 5. He's
I
at 4.82.
I literally just watched a video from him today.
That's the difference between Ninja and the, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, Babish had 7.25 million. Peter McKinnon has 4.82. So.
Yep.
That's insane.
All right. Simon's Cat.
I love Simon's Cat.
I do too.
Or an Australian artist named Jazza.
I actually know Jazza.
Do you? Really?
Yeah. Not personally.
Well, no, I
right,
know.
Obviously.
I get the idea.
Your reaction was so big. It's like, no, I don't know. But I know Jazza.
But Simon's Cat.
Simon's Cat has 5.32. Jazza has 5.23.
Damn. No way! That is so close.
Oh.
I know. I really wanted to trick you guys with that one. I did.
Yes. So yeah, there's a few different artists. So there's Odd Ones Out and Jazza. I can't remember.
I was right. He is Australian, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I thought I looked. I saw that right.
And there's a couple. They're like they've done collabs and stuff. Like they're all fairly similar in the type of content that they make, but not so much the style. But mm-hmm. They're all really, really great. They're just awesome. So,
last
I'm glad
one.
Made this one.
And I think people might not. I don't know. I feel like Logan Paul was recently under fire.
He was in trouble.
Yeah, he was in trouble.
All right. So his channel.
Logan Paul, or Mr. Beast.
No, don't say that name to me.
Jeremy hates Mr. Beast. For those of you who don't know.
Yeah.
Right, it's fine. We'll leave it at that.
go to your close-up. Who are you picking?
I cannot say the words, Mr. Beast, so I will go with Logan Paul.
Chris?
I think it's definitively Mr. Beast.
It is very much definitively Mr. Beast. Logan Paul has 21.9 million subs. Mr. Beast has 37.6 million subs.
It's nothing personal. So we watched Amphibia. And I know, feelings aside about the show, there's a cute episode where the main character, Sprig, he's a little frog, runs into this old granny frog named Mrs. Croaker.
Yep.
And Mrs. Croaker says hi to Sprig's sister, says hi to the other character, Anne, and walks right by Sprig. So he spends the whole episode trying to get Mrs. Croaker to like him. He breaks into her house, finds her long-lost lover, goes and tracks down the lover, makes them reunite. But it turns out they've had a blood feud for their entire lives. And the guy tries to kill Mrs. Croaker, and she, like, protects herself. And she goes, why did you do this? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I just tried to get you to like me. And she goes, some people just don't like you. I don't like you because you're too happy.
No, she was like, because your eyes and smile are too big.
Their eyes and smile are too big. And so, you know, and then so she goes, but you did so much effort. I will try to like you. And then, you know, so that was the point of the show. I just...
Everybody, it turns out, by the way, knew that Mr. Beast was bigger.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with him. It's just a little bit annoying that he counted to 10,000 or whatever.
Jeremy and I 1 million?
Yeah.
I think he counted to?
10,000.
Yeah, there's like you die before you can count to a million, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeremy and I have the same like opinion of like just the style of videos he makes isn't the style of content that we appreciate.
Right.
Like stunt videos, for lack of a better word. Like, he's basically doing, like...
Here's what my coworker Dave said this.
Okay.
It's like if Richie Rich had a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
If that's what he would do. It's just he takes his money and he puts it into his next videos and he just keeps turning it over.
Yeah. Like, you have to commend him because he did start with nothing.
Right. Totally.
But...
he was born in 1998. If it makes you feel any better.
That does not.
It does not.
He's worth over 10... I think he's worth over like
he's
10...
He's not even a millennial. He's a Gen Zer.
Gen Zer.
It depends on where the cutoff point is. I thought like 2000 was the cutoff point.
Oh, I heard from like 80. Is it 83 up until like 96?
That's a whole nother thing. Like macaroni versus noodles, where the cutoff for Gen
Z.
So, anyways, that was my whole spiel. Was that Kara did all the work? I just thought it was kind of interesting to see the difference in like scale of between, and then just the different varieties of content. Like you've got Simon's Cat.
I love Simon's Cat.
They're hilarious.
So good.
And they just came out with a plushie for Simon's Cat.
Pure, wholesome.
And well, I want to say Simon's Cat's been around as long as 2005.
I was going to say, I remember watching him in college, first years of college, too.
Yeah, he's been around forever. His videos are so good.
They're so cute.
So Kara just did the work. I just thought it was kind of a cool comparison. Because you had created a game about celebrities on IMDb. If you ever want to do that, we don't have to ruin it. But
well, no, it's like we can tell people, like if people want to play, I invented this game as a time killer when I worked at a gas station. Is I'd go on IMDb and I'd look up a random actor and I would ask people whether or not they had been in more or if they had appeared in more or fewer films than Sean Connery.
Specifically against Sean Connery. That's a good point.
We used to do that during our Lego builds.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Sean Connery, it's like he's acted forever.
Yeah.
Right? But he hasn't really been in as many movies as like he definitely could have been in thousands of movies by now if he wanted to.
Yeah.
But
okay. That reminds me. So Sean Connery, I'm just gonna make this comparison. The Bernstein Bears. There's the whole thing about the internet misremembering things collectively.
Yeah, Berenstain.
So, like, did you hear the new one going around, the Shazam?
That one's been around forever.
Has it been?
Oh, yeah.
So he was never, there was never a movie.
What you're talking about is the Mandela effect.
Mandela effect.
Yeah.
And so the Shazam versus Kazam, whatever. So, like,
there was both.
The Shaquille O'Neal one or whatever. So I remember there being a Sinbad movie where he was a genius.
Yes!
Yes!
But I don't remember it distinctly enough for it to not just be my brain conflating a couple of random competing things involving genies and Sinbad into that thing. And that's where I think this Mandela effect stuff comes in, is when people just have like a tangential memory of something, like they're aware of something existing, and like something also exists in a very similar space.
Right.
And your brain just conflates the two. And then when somebody says that was actually one thing, and you're like, oh yeah, of course, because your brain has it right next to itself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. That's my completely unscientific, no research or whatever. That's what I think happens when things like that occur.
We should do just a whole podcast on
the Mandela effect.
On that, on things that are misremembered as something different. But I was going to say, Sean Connery, people just think that he has probably way more movies than he actually has been in.
Yeah, so which is like kind of a fun thing, because there are some young actors that are like super prolific.
Yeah.
Where they've been in just tons and tons of stuff. And like, how do you have that many credits? Right. And then there are people that have been like around forever, and they've been in like 50 movies. Which, like, 50 sounds like a lot, but, like, in the grand scheme of people on IMDb, it's not even freaking close to that.
Right. Seriously.
It's been kind of a fun thing. At one point during the podcast, when I get too loud, when I'm over 90 decibels, my watch will yell at me, so I guarantee we probably clipped at some point, because I was so ramped up. So much energy went into this. This is so much fun. So, for the foreseeable future, we're going to do a live version of the podcast. On our normal schedule.
Yeah, so. It won't be this late. Like normally,
we normally
record. Actually, so here's a question for everybody. Maybe we'll hang out for a minute while you guys tabulate your answers. If you like the podcast being this late, I suppose you could probably go this late, but it's not ideal for us.
Right.
No.
But
we normally film Saturdays at noon.
Yep.
But if we're going to go down live, 11
record at noon.
We'd like to know a good live time.
You know. So
I was going to say during the summer, I feel like Saturday at noon.
People are out and doing stuff or whatever, so like if you guys have a preferred time, let us know, because obviously like we're not here to go live to just hang out with ourselves.
No.
You know, it's like we want to interact with you guys. We've had a ton of fun talking to you guys about all this different stuff, the whole candy debate, the soda debate. We end up going on these freaking tangents about stuff that means nothing to anybody, but it's always like 40% of the podcast.
It's fun. It is fun.
You know what we should do?
I'm
looking at my phone right here. I can't use my phone for this part because I'm watching chat. We should do the top five things of the week on Star Wars.
I can pull it up.
Okay.
I can pull it up. So we started off as a Star Wars podcast. Kara and I went to the Star Wars Celebration in 2019 in Chicago in April, and we got all ramped up, and we thought, hey, there's a bunch of people who like the same thing that we do, and let's talk about it. Let's start a podcast and actually talk about it. Oh, my goodness. So
Andy says Saturdays at 7.
That was our original time.
Juliet says, it's fun, but not this late. Poor Kara, I'm sure she needs some rest.
Girl. Yes.
All right, so here we go. The top five Star Wars leaks for the week, and then that'll probably be what we go out on.
Yeah.
Kenobi director says the series production is definitely is going to be different in The Mandalorian. Oh. In terms of sheer workload. So Kenobi's going to be a bigger? Is that what they're getting at?
Yeah, from what I've heard, it's going to be fewer episodes, but bigger episodes.
Fun. So as COVID winds down, this is the second one, Regal Cinemas is releasing The Empire Strikes Back as their opening movie on the big screen.
Ooh, nice.
To get people to come back into the cinemas.
We don't have
that. And that's July 10th. The first chapter, so the Star Wars universe general direction, is headed towards... In the prequel era, but even before that, it's called the High Republic.
Yep.
So they're doing...
That's 300-ish years before?
That's like 1,000 years.
That's 1,000 years. Okay.
So the first chapter is out. There's a first chapter teaser of the book, the High Republic book.
Ooh, cool.
So that's pretty cool.
Oh, I do want to say something. Last week, we talked about the Alphabet Squadron. Somebody had said...
Yeah.
Guess what I found at Barnes & Noble?
Oh, they did have it?
They had it, yo.
Oh, Barnes & Noble, you tricksters.
So I've been reading it.
Excelente. This is a good week for Star Wars leaks. This is a really good idea. I'm on the heartbeat and pulse of Star Wars. I follow Star Wars. I follow everything. I don't follow...
I follow Lego Star Wars and this.
So Jordan Mason on Twitter said there is Mandalorian stuff coming this week, whether it be a trailer or something, but there is something coming out this week.
Get excited.
Is pretty
darn
cool.
We'll definitely be posting that on the page.
Yes, we will.
Oh, man. Okay. So, and then the last one for the week is audiobooks have been a huge thing for us. If you haven't heard, Libby or Overdrive are both a great place that you can, with just your library card, rent audiobooks and ebooks for free up to 10 out at a time.
That's pretty awesome.
Up to 10 out at a time. Anyways, veteran Star Wars narrator Mark Thompson. I've listened to many a book
by
Mark Thompson.
He is such an excellent narrator.
Is
going to
play Darth Vader in the full cast of the Dr. Aphra audio drama. So Dr. Aphra is a Star Wars character. So that's pretty cool. So we're going to get a solid voice performance out of Mark Thompson. So those are the five facts this week. That's really
exciting. I think
he did
the Thrawn books, didn't he?
He does a lot. I think he's done all the Thrawn books. And his Thrawn is spectacular.
Oh, my gosh.
And the fact
yeah.
So the Thrawn audio book version came out before Rebels Thrawn, and mm-hmm. the fact that they made Rebels Thrawn, so when they actually gave a voice to the character in canon sense, because you can't consider the narration of a character in an audio book a canon voice, right? It's a canon source
character.
Material.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
the, audio
meters. They're not going to go and get James Earl Jones and Harrison Ford and everybody to read their voices and stuff.
Correct,
right. And
right?
then, when you have Mark Thompson reading off a female's voice, they're not going to be like, nope, I'm sorry.
This
General
Missouri
Price
list sounds like Kara.
Yes, yes. So the Rebels Thrawn, when they actually gave him a character voice, sounded so much like Mark
mm-hmm.
Thompson's Thrawn.
It was
that's
so
awesome.
Good.
It was really, really good. And he's got such a calculated way of speaking. It was mm-hmm. really good. So, man, I just can't believe how much more energy there was in the podcast studio tonight.
Right.
Being live.
I love interacting with people. It's the best.
Oh, the interactions were the best part. So if you've never watched a live video before, when you guys ask us a question, we're already about, how far, 20 seconds ahead?
There's a 20, 25-second delay.
So before we can reiterate what you were saying, but...
Yeah, and then, of course, I have to actually catch it, too. Margaret says, I love the Thrawn books.
Girl. Oh, they're so good.
They're very good. And they're coming... I'm excited for the next three, because they're coming out with another trilogy of Thrawn books.
Dang.
Yeah, super excited about that.
The cadet that we all love.
Eli Vantos.
Margaret, Eli Vantos.
You
awesome
haven't
character.
Even listened to the full third book.
I have not
book.
Finished the third book yet.
And Eli is he's got a decent role in the third Thrawn book.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. All right, everybody. We know that Kara needs to get some sleep because we're late.
Yeah, what time is it even right now? It's 10:30 at night, guys.
Why? Wow. I need to go home.
It is outrageously late.
I am normally in bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock. This is after my bedtime.
This is a good time. Man. How long have we been streaming for?
An hour and a half.
We've been up for an hour. We've been up for an hour and 17 minutes.
Wow. Chris, take us out.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for participating live. Let us know. So it seems like there's a lot of support for Saturdays at 7. I'm just guessing. I don't know. So we'll continue asking throughout the course of the week, see what time you guys want to see us go live again. If you're watching this on YouTube, consider checking us out live on Facebook at some time in the future. We'll make sure that it's known what time we're going live. If you're checking this out on Facebook in the future, consider checking out our old podcasts on YouTube.
Tons of them. 59 of them.
Yeah.
Or anywhere you can download your podcasts from, your iTuneses and Spotify's and Google Play Musics of the world, plus other places if you decide to tell Jeremy where you want them. Email Jeremy at contact.
Email me.
Podcast.
I got one more thing to say. Hold on. I want to thank everybody here on Facebook who has, no matter how you found us, if it's through memes or through something, and we want to give a big shout out to Bill for all the hard work he does to find
10,000%.
And just post all these awesome memes. So just thank you guys. The page has become what it was because of you guys. And I love the engagement, the fans and the top fans. And when we went live the first time, Gabriel was just awesome. So just thanks to all you guys. This is the reason why we're able to keep doing and keep going.
Thanks, Christine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Julia says it's 11:30 in Atlanta.
Oh, man.
Thank you for sticking with us.
That is
dedication.
I was in work we can talk forever. I was at work in Atlanta, or in Georgia, for 2 months in January, and for 2 months. Yeah. I missed podcasts because of it. But anyways,
yeah,
I digress.
When Keith came out.
Yeah, I was in Savannah.
Yeah.
I was in Savannah.
Bringing it all the way back around because Keith was here the first week you were gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're gonna keep doing our lives on Facebook. We're trying to find a way to do it on YouTube at the same time too, so the people there also get a chance to see them. Comment on this video, even once we're done with the stream or something. If
we check every comment.
Yeah, with the topics you want us to cover in the future, anything that words of encouragement, words of discouragement for Jeremy, if you want, and anything you want to put down there. If you're watching this on YouTube, like the video, subscribe if you're not already, and ring the notification bell so you'll be notified when we go live. That way you won't miss us, because you definitely want to be able to participate with us while we're doing this. Thank you guys so much for watching, and of course...
May the force be with you.
Oh my goodness. Oh, and then this is the awkward part at the end of the video. Woo! Where I have to cancel it. Goodbye, everybody. Oh, no, I'd have to confirm it too. Okay,
bye!
Bye! Bye! Bye!